Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Number one in the East, the Boston Celtics.
So I like the Celtics to advance for a bunch of reasons.
Boston, to me, has probably a more talented starting five.
I think Smart and some combination of Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum are going to be nightmares for Jimmy Butler. And
he's as big of a nut as Kyrie Irving is.
Number one, I think that Jason Tatum could be the best player in the series.
When you have the personnel that can do the things that they're able to do, right? Like, it just gives you so much flexibility. It's a matchup nightmare.
Tatum, Brown, Kemba Walker, even Marcus Smart. All of those guys can get a basket when the game gets tight and when the game gets into the fourth quarter. And so I think that puts them ahead.
If you can neutralize Butler, there's not a lot of guys that you have to be so concerned with.
But, you know, at some point, the talent does win out. I mean, this is the NBA. It's kind of how it works. I don't know that Miami has it.
You got to stay together if you got the guts.
Live from American Airlines Arena in Miami, it's our broadcast of Game 2 of the Eastern Conference Best of 7 Finals between Miami and Boston. Now back by the Goran Dragic, turns the corner, got around Tice easily, the layup, got it up and in, that it was pure raw speed. Tatum inbound, get to the Kelly, a tough three attempt, got it off the window and in, oh my goodness, Kelly Olynyk scored from downtown. Butler against Tice, nowhere to go, finds Dragic out on the wing, six in the shot clock. Goran trying to turn the corner, forgot the ball, step back, long three, got it, oh my! Goran Dragic from downtown with Tice right in his face. On Tice, over Tice, the shot, got it to go, Goran Dragic hits the two-pointer again over the big man. Sent the inbound baseline, knocked away, Miami gets it on the turnover, get it down to Bam, and Bam is just going to hold on, 1 second left, and that is going to be the ball game. Again, how do you explain this, team?
How's it possible that this is getting more fun?
I don't know.
It's getting more fun. Like, I've got people calling and texting me, you know, from out of state that are going, I'm adopting the Heat as my team. Like, there's something going on with this Heat team where people are jumping on board going, this team is fun and special and a pleasure for us here in South Florida.
Bro, it's a team. Like the word team, and I know it's a cliche to say, but it really is. Nobody wants to take over. They just want to make the right basketball play. They are out hustling the Boston Celtics. Down by 17, bro, they are outworking them on the boards and everywhere else. This is fun to watch.
In the playoffs, the Heat have gotten Indiana's coach fired. The Heat have changed the national narrative on Giannis Antetokounmpo. His MVP today was met with, really? He got bounced by a fifth seed in the second round? I mean, changed the national narrative. Now the Heat have the Celtics fighting amongst themselves in the locker room after two games.
I love it.
This team is special. Like, they're just wildly special.
Marcus Smart is slapping people.
Yes. Slapping people.
We are winning psychologically, baby. They're slapping each other.
It is crazy what's going on. And now, you know, again, is 2-0 the end of the series? No, but just to put it in perspective, Boston would now have to win four out of the next five games from the Heat. So good luck.
Can't see that happening.
It's not happening. It's not happening. And I know, you know, Denver fans were saying that when the Clippers were up 3-1, and Clippers fans were saying that, and I know, but what I've seen over those first two games and the previous nine games, it's been nothing short of staggering just how easily the Heat seem to be able to slice and dice through these teams in the East. I just think that they are far and away the best team in the East.
Huck, my whole life I've heard you can't run a zone in the NBA. And the Heat, we did the zone conversation months ago when they were doing it in the regular season, man. Spo, give him credit.
Yes.
And honestly, Hawk, like, just not even being a Heat fan, a Heatle, and Solana, I love you to death. They are outworking the Boston Celtics.
No doubt.
They're just playing hard. It's simple to say. They're just playing harder than them, and you saw it, especially coming back from that 17-point deficit. They were just grinding, grinding, and grinding. Next thing you know, it's a four-point game.
And the weird thing is, it doesn't matter what they're down by. You know, I remember you used to say this about the Hurricanes all the time, right? Hurricanes in the 80s. Doesn't matter what they're down by. You just know that they're going to grit it out and come into the game. They're going to be in it and probably win it. And same thing with this Heat team. Like, you weren't even getting that nervous when you're down a lot of points because it doesn't seem like they ever break. They bend a little bit. I said it a million times yesterday. They take jabs, but they just don't end up on the canvas. And I'm so impressed. I'm having so much fun with this Heat team. I'm looking forward to tomorrow night's game. And it's just been a true pleasure. And like you say, hats off to Spo, but hats off to Pat Riley, and hats off to Jimmy Butler, Bam Adebayo, Goran Dragic. I mean, from Tyler Hero being more than you ever thought he would be, to Duncan Robinson lighting it up from three yesterday, to, you know, Myers Leonard when he had to in the regular season doing what he's doing. Kelly Olynyk, you heard it in the montage, hitting a ridiculous three that he hits yesterday. Like, it's just one player after another. Derrick Jones Jr. comes in. I used to say when my kid was on the freshman basketball team, and that was the end of his high school athletic career. But when he was on the freshman basketball team, I say, you're not going to get a lot of minutes, but when you get in there, you got to be a man on fire. Like, you've got to make the most of every minute. Derrick Jones Jr. comes in there. He does not waste a minute. He may give a foul or here and there, but he does not waste a minute. Like, he comes in with energy and hustle and defense, and I'm having the time of my life.
And Hawk, and they know their place. And we got Perkins coming on today. And Perkins was talking about how the Boston's kind of being selfish. Hawk, they know their place. To your point, Derrick Jones Jr. know that he's coming in the game to give energy, play defense, and jump high. And that's what he does. Dragic is going to do his little weird-ass stuff he does under the rim. I don't know how it works, but it's continued to work the entire playoffs. And Duncan comes in the game, and we were texting each other. Duncan came in and just started shooting. They were begging him to shoot. He started shooting and started hitting him. They all know their place, man. It is beautiful to watch.
All right, let's get headlines from Alejandro Solana, who has pushed out a notification that we are going to celebrate the Heat, except he spelled celebrate incorrectly. So we are here to celebrate the Heat. Here's headlines with Alejandro Solana.
We'll totally disregard that because I tried to tell you that this was the hardest working. This was the best conditioned. This was the most professional, the most unselfish, the toughest, the meanest, the nastiest team in the NBA bubble, and you guys didn't want to bite. And now, finally, we're up 2-0 in the conference finals. Everybody had us counted out, and now you guys want to jump on board. Well, welcome, because the culture feels good, doesn't it? The culture feels great.
But you spelled celebrate incorrectly.
I did. Yeah.
It was. I mean, that's the headline. You pushed it out to thousands of listeners.
Yeah.
Celebrate the Heat.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Celebrate good times. Come on.
Spelled Katie Meyer correctly, though. Double check that one.
You're excited, Solana. I give you a pass today.
That's
You're
right.
excited. 2-0. Man, I give
Grab
you a pass
him with
on
that
celebrate.
Headline. Grab him with that celebrate.
I mean, the Celtics are having a meltdown. The Celtics are melting down in the locker room. Brad Stevens can't get a hold of his own team. Jimmy Butler is doing to the NBA what nobody thought Jimmy Butler would do. He was coming here to go to the beach, guys. He was coming here to go to the beach. That's what everybody said. That's what all the narratives were. He wasn't going to win. The Celtics are melting down because of Jimmy Butler and Goran Dragic.
Solana, I know you're excited, but, bro, down 2-0 and having a middle-of-the-night meeting, I was seeing the reports today, you know, ESPN. Like, that's not a good sign when you got to have the 2 a.m. meeting mm-hmm. after two games of a seven-damn game series.
No, and it's because they have no answers. That's the part that shocks me on this. Milwaukee, ostensibly a pretty good team, right? One seed in the East, and forget about when Giannis wasn't there. Because when Giannis was playing, they didn't have an answer for the Heat. No. Indiana certainly didn't have an answer. And Boston, again, ostensibly a really good team with more star power, right, than the Heat. They don't have an answer. And what happens when you don't have an answer? You start to argue. You start to point fingers because we can't figure out what's wrong. So you just start yelling, you know? And in the meantime, right down the hallway, you got a Heat team, celebrate.
We can't even spell and we're beating you, big homie. Come on.
All right, let's get headlines here, Solana, because we do have a lot of stuff to get through today.
Took me a second. But we're here.
But yeah, we're here.
Celebrate.
Unfortunately, this is the Hawk and Crowder Show. Hawk and Crowder.
Well, if you're in on our push notifications joke, you had an uproarious laugh about 30 seconds ago when we got the push notifications from either 560 or 790, whatever you're signed up for on your mobile device, but Solana in the 2 o'clock hour accidentally left a letter out of Celebrate. So I told him to take out extra letters each hour, and it just came out, "Let's celebrate," and it's C-E-L-B-R-T-E. It's so funny, man. I love it because this joke is really like, it's for 40 people. Like most of the people that are getting those push notifications, they don't remember when they signed up, and they don't know how to unsign up. So they're just getting these push notifications, and each hour it's gonna be misspelled more.
Everybody wants to be in a special little group. You're in a special group if you get
right. We are in a very special, tightly knit joke right here. Yes. If you're in on it, that's funny, man. We have a loaded potato this hour. Let me start with the Miami Dolphins injury report. It's brought to you by UHealth, University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute. Experts treat athletes of all levels, elite pros, active adults, and youth athletes. Recover your game. Visit UHealthSportsMedicine.com. You had mentioned in the headlines last hour about Devontae Parker. So he's been on the injury report all week. He is officially listed as questionable. And Elandon Roberts, who's listed with a concussion, he is officially out. And Clayton Fajetalem, he is doubtful. Yeah. And then on the Dolphins injury report, Jakeem Grant is there with a calf. Xavier Howard, Byron Jones, they both had full practices today. And Kyle Van Noy and Preston Williams are listed, but they both had full practices today. So good news, I would say, there, except for the Devontae Parker, who's officially listed as questionable. But again, that's your Miami Dolphins injury report brought to you by UHealth, University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute experts. Treat athletes of all levels, elite pros, active adults, and youth athletes. Recover your game. Visit UHealthSportsMedicine.com. All right, let's get headlines, I guess, because we do have so much to fit in this hour. Let's get headlines here with Alejandro Solana.
Game 3, Heat Celtics is tomorrow, 8:30 p.m., guys. Boston favored, the early favorites, by 3 points.
Wait a second. Now, someone tweeted something. Go ahead, play your football.
It's a 305.
Dale.
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 God bless. Dale.
Dale. I sound so uncomfortable.
Dolly. Dolly.
Yeah, I sound uncomfortable. I'm sorry, guys.
Barry Jackson, he tweets out, a person involved in UM football program said at least one UM player is not traveling to Louisville, because of a COVID-19 issue. Barry Jackson says, I've not confirmed if a second player is also not traveling. Game is still on at this point. UM's policy is not to comment on how many, if any, players have the virus. So there you go. We know FAU, their game this weekend has been postponed.
And it's going to happen. They've planned for this. So, every team doesn't get 8 games, doesn't get 10 games. I'm happy we've seen 2 weeks. So, yes, let's just keep moving forward.
Just mentioned Game 3 tomorrow. Did you guys see that the NBA released yesterday the remainder of the Eastern Conference Finals schedule? And there is a little twist after tomorrow's Game 3. So Game 4, they've been playing every other day. Game 4 won't take place until Wednesday. So they'll be off after tomorrow night's 8:30 p.m. game. The Heat and Celtics will be off until Wednesday night.
All right.
Game 1.
Seems like it helps the Celtics, though. It doesn't seem like it helps us very much.
I mean, if you're up 3-0, it doesn't really matter, though, right?
I know. Let them reset. Hell, you're already bashing their mouth in. Let's get the 4th game out the way. But no, don't worry about it. It's okay.
Yeah. Game 1 tonight, Lakers-Nuggets. That's at 9 p.m. That's on TNT. Giannis Antetokounmpo, he won his second MVP award. It was announced today.
Is there anyone on any of the networks that has picked the Nuggets to win that series?
I haven't seen one yet.
Then they'd be drunk. Come on, man. Haven't they lost Game 1 of both series so far? It would be tonight if they were going to lose.
Yes.
Yeah,
it would be tonight if they were going to lose. So if you want to try to make some money, it would have to be tonight.
Dolphins will play the Bills 1 p.m. on Sunday. Buffalo favored by 5.5 on Sunday.
All right.
Last night, Thursday Night Football, the Browns, they beat the Bengals 35-30. Joe Burrow starts off his NFL career 0-2. Both close games, though, to be fair for Burrow.
Yeah, he has not looked bad, right? I mean, he looks like a composed quarterback in the pocket there, right?
Yeah, no, he looks great. He's made some dumb mistakes. Like, his interceptions are those, you know, kiddie mistakes. But overall, 85% of his game, bro, he looks like what we thought he was going to be. I'm very impressed. Because y'all know I wasn't a Burrow fan. I thought he left Ohio State, went to LSU, got a bunch of great receivers. Burrow surprising me.
Yep.
Also put together 2 fourth-quarter drives yesterday when they needed to. I mean, their defense couldn't stop the Browns from scoring. But still, 2 fourth-quarter drives late. It's promising from Burrow. And
I'll tell you who's not impressing me is that damn Baker Mayfield. He's going the other way in my mind.
It's really interesting. What year is he now? Is this his 4th season?
Third, I believe.
I thought it was
3. Third?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. It's going to sneak up on you real quick. Where what's Mitchell Trubisky on? He's on his 28th season. all of a sudden, they've been in the league forever.
Well, the Browns are a running team, if y'all didn't figure it out after last night. Baker's going to do a lot of handing off coming up here the next couple weeks. Just trust me.
Marlins play 2 today, a doubleheader, as they begin a series against the Nationals. Only 12 games left, guys, in Major League Baseball season for the Fish. Tonight, Noche de Sixto, 5:10 p.m. Sixto Sanchez is on the mound for the Fish. Game 2 is at 8:10 p.m.
Sextitos!
El Pulpo! Louisville.
Let's get to weather. It's sponsored by Publix. This liner is written for me, man. Sabor the flavors of Hispanic cuisine.
Let's go.
Savor the flavors of Hispanic cuisine from the Caribbean to the Americas with great deals on products from Iberia, Goya, Conchita, and more. Stop by your local Publix today and start saving on the flavors that unite us all. Right
Look
now, in South Florida, partly cloudy. Tonight, the lows will drop to around 78 degrees. About a 20% chance of rain right now in South Florida. Back to you.
Tonight, Jewish people worldwide will sit down for the traditional Rosh Hashanah New Year dinner. And I was talking with Solana during the commercial break. He is an Uruguayan Jew. And I said, "You having a Rosh Hashanah dinner tonight?" I've never heard this answer before.
I've never heard this answer before. He said, yeah, yeah, we are. We're having fondue. Like, what? You're going to melting pot? Like, what? It's Rosh Hashanah. Are you going to fondue, like, you're going to have horseradish in the fondue thing and dip the gefilte fish in it as it pours over?
Yeah, my mom already has the apple and the honey sitting in the fondue getting ready for me.
I mean, there's a pretty traditional Rosh Hashanah dinner, but the Solanos are going to have fondue. God bless you. Celebrate your own way. It's funny.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
They're able in that Supermax to give him $50+ million more than he could get anywhere else for 5 years. And the agreement is you're going to re...
It's a $50 bill on the...
That's mine.
On the floor.
That's mine. Don't even think about sliding your little foot over.
Hawk and Crowder.
All right. Talk a little fantasy football. Talk a little real gambling there. I guess fantasy football is real gambling, huh, Crowder? I guess
yes,
people put a lot of money in this.
I don't want me some pretty. Actually, yeah. Jamie done helped me win a lot of money in the last
really?
Couple years. Yeah, man. You know, I won QAMs like 3 times.
How much did
since
it pay?
I've been here. Like $1,000, $1,200
oh, really?
Something.
Oh.
Yeah, man.
All right. Jamie Eisenberg is the CBSSports.com fantasy football guru. We will go out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline, shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Jamie, I'm guessing that this is a big piece of news for fantasy football players and gurus like yourself. I saw this at Yahoo Sports. It said the NFL got a piece of good news to start the 2020 season. All 32 starting quarterbacks made it out of week one unscathed. No quarterback suffered serious injuries in week one. No quarterback was benched either. That means 2020 is poised to be the first season since 2011 when all 32 quarterbacks who started week one also started week two. That's the kind of consistency I'm guessing fantasy football people like.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, injuries are never good in any position, but you know what it means at that spot in particular. So, you know, I mean, we're going to get some quarterback changes just by the nature of poor play at some point. You know, some people would have thought Chicago, for example, that they would have maybe made a switch in the third quarter with how Mitchell Trubisky was playing. Obviously, everybody down here is excited to see what Tua Tagovailoa is going to do. So we're going to see some quarterback changes just by nature of, you know, procedural moves at some point, but injuries stink across the board, and, you know, as I'm sure Chandon can certainly explain better than I can, without training camp and getting out there for the first time, you saw a lot of guys, you know, going down with some soft tissue stuff, and, you know, for fantasy, it's a lot of the wide receivers, but, you know, the fact that the quarterbacks are healthy is fantastic.
Yeah, Jamie, and speaking about those quarterbacks, bro, and the Dolphins this week, and the top five quarterbacks were Russell Wilson, Aaron Rodgers, Lamar Jackson, Kyler Murray. Those don't surprise me. I love those guys. The fifth quarterback was Josh Allen. How sustainable is that? He threw the ball, what, 46 times? He ran the ball 15 times or something crazy, Jamie. Can Josh Allen keep this up? Because right now his numbers are great.
There was a certain fantasy analyst at CBS Sports who said he was the start of the week for week number one and said the bold prediction for Josh Allen would be his first 300-yard game. I don't know who may have said that, but very smart man.
Look at you. So you nailed it on week one?
It's nice when you get the first start of the week, right? Hopefully the second one goes as well. That's Ben Roethlisberger this week. But in all seriousness, Josh Allen, you know, getting Stephon Diggs was going to be a big, you know, thing for him just by the nature of a guy that gets open and helps an inaccurate quarterback look more accurate, but clearly a great playmaker. And now John Brown shifts to the number two spot, which is where he's more comfortable. Zach Moss, not the best pass-catching running back coming into the NFL, but not the shabby player in that regard. And so there's a lot to like about what this team looks like offensively with a good offensive line. The thing that sets them apart as a fantasy quarterback is his rushing, as we've seen. And so, unfortunately for the Dolphins, but good for fantasy managers, in 4 times that he's faced them, he's been 25 or more fantasy points, usually with his running. And if he's going to be this type of dual-threat quarterback, then Channing, yes, he's going to be in that category, in that caliber of player more times than not.
Yeah, that makes Dolphins fans nervous for Sunday, man. Jamie Eisenberg, CBSSports.com. Let's bang through some calls here for Jamie, and then I'll try to read a couple of texts, and then we'll get to the real important questions. Ron in Miami. Go ahead, Ron. What's your question for Jamie?
Hey, how you guys doing? I want to know, should I start Devontae Parker or Paris Campbell? All
right. Yeah, Parker makes me nervous for a couple reasons. The hamstring injury, you know, so is he going to make it through a full game? You know, he's going to face a tough, you know, defense, and Tre'Davious White's a great cornerback. He had good games against the Bills last year in terms of Parker, but I believe both of those came without Preston Williams on the field, so there's just another talented wide receiver to have to, you know, share targets with. But until we see Parker, I think, at 100%, and the fact that he's a game-time decision, I think Paris Campbell's in a better spot. That Vikings defense was atrocious last week, and I think it's going to be bad for a while, especially without their standout pass rusher, Danielle Hunter.
Nothing delights me more than to look at the call screen and see it pop up from Solana. I got one also. All right, maybe Solana. And nothing delights me even further than to see Lucky the Bookie is back. Lucky the Bookie, what's your question for Jamie?
Oh, Lucky the Bookie. I need two. Marquise Brown, Gallup, or that bum James Conner. Take the Giants and the Packers.
Giants and the Packers. All right. Guy's usually on the money now, with his picks.
Now the 2020 season has started.
Right now it feels like we're – now everything feels good again.
It does. It really, really does. I would sit James Conner of that group. I hope he's going to be okay, but the two receivers, Marquise Brown and Michael Gallup, are in really good spots. I think Gallup has a blowout game, especially after that bogus offensive pass interference call, which took him, you know, from a 97-yard game to a 50-yard game. And then Marquise Brown, I think, is going to be legit all season long with Lamar Jackson. So it's going to be fun to watch him play.
Juan in K-Town, Solana's hometown. Hey. What do you have for Jamie?
Hey, Jamie, K-Town's in the building. Just wanted to ask you, CeeDee Lamb or Robbie Anderson?
I'm going to go with CeeDee Lamb. I think, again, this we saw this Falcons defense. You know, there was some thought that maybe they turned the corner. They played better at the end of the last year. Compared to where they started, but it got off to the same, you know, scenario last week with Russell Wilson just carving them up, and Dak's at home coming off a bad performance. So I think all the receivers are at play for the Cowboys, and now CeeDee Lamb gets a boost without Blake Jarwin there at the starting tight end.
Keith in Boca Raton. Go ahead, Keith.
Hey, Jamie, I do have one quick question, but Hawk, it's pronounced Louisville, just so you know.
Louisville. What do you say, Louisville. Jamie? Have you changed your mind since last week? have you changed your mind since Louisville?
Yeah, you texted me today. Can you come on at 3:35? And what did I reply to you?
Louisville.
That's right.
AJ Brown's out. So do you trust Corey Davis as a replacement or one of those running backs from the Rams?
I probably would trust Malcolm Brown before I trust Corey Davis just based on the workload. But Corey Davis is interesting. You know, played really well against the Broncos with over 100 yards receiving. And finally, for the first time in what I can remember, looked like, you know, the first round pick that they drafted him 4 or 5 years ago. So not a bad pivot play, but I think Malcolm Brown shows you that he's going to be the lead running back for the Rams right now. And I would probably feel more comfortable with him.
Novell, what is your question for Jamie Eisenberg?
Again, it's Maryland. It's not Louisville. It's not New York. It's not Boston. It's Maryland.
He's okay. In Maryland.
I got a full
Maryland. Novell in Maryland.
Maryland. No, Maryland.
Maryland.
Full Maryland. Novell in Maryland.
Bells it up. You got to bells it up.
You got to bells it up for Maryland, too?
Yeah. Maryland. All right. Thank you. So, full PPR, if Godwin doesn't play, should I start Brandon Cooks, MVS, or James White? And I know I got Snell on my bench, so I know if Connor doesn't play to put Snell in there. But if everybody doesn't play, should I use James White or MVS?
I like James White this week a lot. Obviously, MVS did a great job, but I think we're going to see a different Cam Newton because the game flow will be different. He's not going to be able to get by with only throwing 20 times. And you look at this receiving core right now, it's Julian Edelman, N'Keal Harry, and James White. And pass catching running back for Cam Newton, we saw it at the end of his tenure with the Panthers before Christian McCaffrey's blow-up season last year. In 2018, he helped McCaffrey, you know, on his way to 100 catches. So James White's going to be a big, big weapon in this game. I like James White a lot.
What's your guess, Crowder? Is Solana working a bit here with his question, or does he have a legit question?
I don't even think he knows what fantasy is. I think he's working a bit.
All right, Solana, go ahead. What's your question for Jamie Eisenberg?
Hey, Jamie, PPR, I need one for my flex. So I have Tyler Higbee, I took your advice. I drafted Chenault Jr. or Danny Amendola this week. I'd need one.
Look at you.
I like these guys, but go to your waiver wire and see if Kobe Fleener is there. Fleener. Once upon a time was a good tight end, was ruined. But if you can't find Fleener, then go take Bigby. Bigby's got to go.
In my opinion, Crowder almost ruined his radio career by caping up for Kobe Fleener for an entire season. I would have been
down with like executives.
If somebody were to
ask set me down, Jamie.
If somebody were to ask me of the two of you, who would get better fantasy advice? You tanning with Kobe Fleener, or Hawk with Kenny Stills? Once upon a time.
I mean, I killed it, right?
You killed it, and then never let me forget it.
I mean, Radio.com hired Crowder as a nationwide football expert. All I needed to do was email them a clip of him talking about Kobe Fleener like it was Tony Gonzalez. It was
unbelievable. Drew Brees is going to make him. It's Drew Brees. Throw the ball to Kobe. Just throw it to Kobe.
Just throw it to
Channing,
Kobe.
I gotta tell you, I think I told you the story before, Channing, that at the owner's meeting, I'm staring at Sean Payton in his face. I said, what do you think about Kobe Fleener, you know, that you guys signed him? And it's like he just had another child. He was so excited about Kobe Fleener. And I walked out of there, I was like, I think I moved him up like 20 spots in my rankings. He not even one was high enough for Kobe Fleener. Like, Rocku, you know, I was sold. Sold.
We all were sold, so Jamie.
Funny, man.
Kobe'd us.
All right. Anybody have any fantasy questions for Jamie before I get on to the very serious stuff?
Quickly, Jamie, because we're down here, is it any reason to start any Miami Dolphins on your team?
If you can avoid it, I probably would. But the fact that, you know, the two linebackers are out for Buffalo is interesting. So is it going to be Miles Gaskin again? You know, I think this probably helps Gesicki a little bit. But, you know, until you see it, Buffalo for the last 2 years has been top three and, you know, fewest points allowed to tight end. So I would give it another week with the Dolphins. They get Jacksonville next week. You know, so unless you have to play these guys, Parker, Williams, Gesicki, and then whichever running back you think, it's probably a good idea to wait.
Somebody texts in, Lamar or Josh Allen, top QB of the week gets a payout.
I mean, you know, bet on Lamar more times than not.
Right? I mean, that guy is just unbelievable. Jamie Eisenberg, he is a proud Jewish man, and tonight is Rosh Hashanah, and that is going to be the genesis of the either-ors for your questions today. If you're new to the show, Jamie comes on and you ask him this guy, that guy, but we give him some other things where we say this or that. First, I will start with this, though, Jamie. I found this out during a commercial break. Have you ever heard this before? Because Solana is an Uruguayan Jew, and I asked him if he was having Rosh Hashanah dinner tonight. This was his answer. Yes, we're having fondue. Have you ever heard that answer before?
No, but it's probably better than most meals for these holidays.
So what are you going to do? You're going to dip the gefilte fish in the fountain of horseradish? Like, it's a strange visual. All right, tonight is Rosh Hashanah, so I'll ask you some Rosh Hashanah-based either-ors. Challah with raisins or challah without raisins?
Challah without raisins for dinner, but challah with raisins for
No, you can't. No, Solana is editorializing. I'm with you. Challah without raisins. That's another one of your terrible takes, Solana.
What was
but
that,
it's good,
Jamie?
Like for French toast the next day.
Yep. Nailed it.
But I didn't ask what you want to make French toast with. For Rosh Hashanah dinner, do you want challah with raisins or without raisins?
Yeah, for dinner, I go without raisins.
Right. And you like it with raisins for dinner, Solana?
I like challah with raisins always. Doesn't matter when I'm having it. Just always with raisins. Yeah.
Big mistake. Jamie, you love gefilte fish or you avoid gefilte fish?
I don't know how anybody can actually love gefilte fish, but I don't mind gefilte fish.
Let me guess. Solana loves gefilte fish.
Oh, no,
I feel a Solana bit working here.
No, I'm with you. No gefilte fish.
It's not bad fried.
Manischewitz Concord grape or Manischewitz blackberry?
Oh, Concord grape. You got to go with the standard.
Right. That's the standard bearer. Solana?
Agreed.
Yeah, Concord grape. Jamie, Lishana Tova or Shana Tova?
Lishana Tova.
Solana?
Gudjontov.
Ah, Gudjontov. What about you, Crowder? Lishanatova or Shanatova or Gudjontov?
It depends on the day of the week.
Right, that's a valid point. Jamie, you know, Matzeball.
Well, on that topic, usually when I would go on with Sedano down here, and it was this time of year, he would scream it at me as soon as I come on the radio. Shout out to Ma!
That's actually not a bad Sedano impersonation you just did there. Matzo ball soup with carrots and celery and noodles sometimes, or just matzo ball soup and broth, please?
Load it up. Load it up.
Really? See, I think that's a mistake. Solana?
Just broth. I'm with you, Hawk.
Yeah, yeah. Hot sour sauce. Cream. Hot sauce.
No,
sour cream, sour cream on the potato pancakes, or applesauce on the potato pancakes?
Applesauce, for sure.
Solana?
Neither. I like them plain.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
No topping on the potato pancake?
No,
wow.
Just straight up.
All right. All right. Hot you dip salt. It in the fondue?
That's the plan tonight, Jamie. That is the plan tonight.
All right. Finally, Jamie Eisenberg from CBSSports.com. Pusha T or Drake?
Oh, wow.
Because Drake's Jewish. Yeah.
Always Pusha T. We'll convert him.
Really?
We'll convert him.
Even over Drake on Rosh Hashanah? Oh, my goodness. Wow.
We'll get a good yarmulke for Pusha T, and we'll...
on the braids. Right there on the braids.
There you go. There you go.
All right. Jamie Eisenberg. Follow him on Twitter, at Jamie Eisenberg, J-A-M-E-Y. And have a good Yontif, my friend. Thank you for joining us. We'll talk to you next week.
You as well. Solana as well. Channing as well. Everybody listening as well.
Hot sauce.
Hot sauce, Jamie.
Hot sauce.
Louisville.
All right, there you go. Fantasy football. We'll take a break here. We'll come back with more Hockman and Crowder.
Unfortunately, this is the Hock and Crowder show.
Shalat Shalom.
Hock and Crowder. We apologize. This is the Hock and Crowder show.
I'm telling you, like, if you're listening to this show and you don't have a bottle of Fabuloso somewhere in one of your cabinets, oh, we don't need you.
Hock and Crowder.
This is our guy. Crowder and I both said, after the Heat win, the first thing we do, we go on Twitter and we look to see what Kendrick Perkins is tweeting.
My spirit animal, man.
I think a lot of Heat fans do that. I think a lot of Heat fans do that. They go, all right, what are you thinking? We'll go out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline here. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Kendrick Perkins has become this de facto leader of Miami Heat fans, and he's got them tweeting. He's even got the Heat tweeting at him. He's got Dwayne Wade tweeting at him. He has professed his admiration for the Miami Heat all over ESPN and all the ESPN platforms. And I think it may anger some of his fans who used to root for him when he played for the Celtics. Perk won an NBA championship with the Celtics in 08, but he has been a big supporter of the Miami Heat since, you know, the season, really March, where the season started to wind down because of COVID, and he was already on the Heat train, and it has gotten more pronounced, and he is joining us now. Hello, Kendrick.
What's up, fellas? What's going on, my good people?
I mean, you won a championship with the Celtics. I don't think the Celtics are going to play for a championship this year, Perk. Do you?
Not from the looks of it. Not if they got to go through these goons from Dade County. Listen, yeah. Right now, the Miami Heat have the best coach in the game, and it's Eric Spoelstra. The way that he's mixing it up and throwing different defenses and different looks at the Boston Celtics got them all discombobulated. And on the offensive end, the Miami Heat are doing it collectively. Last night, six guys in double figures. The ball is moving. I think they had 36 assists in game one, 28 or 29 assists last night. And they just had it their way. And shout out to Goran Dragic because he's been one of the most underrated guys in the playoffs that doesn't get his just due.
And Perk, I saw you on ESPN all day. Perk, you've been everywhere today, man. Because like you said, you the leader of our team right now, the Heat squad. But you said something about the Celtics playing selfishly. You hit on it. They playing selfish. Did the Heat create that selfishness? Was that a season long problem? What created the selfishness that the Celtics are playing with right now?
Well, I think it's young guys having success, and also the Heat. They tend, you know, to take you out of your comfort zone. And I think, you know, it's hard when you're young and you have success because you can read so much on social media and read about yourself and, you know, people calling you a rising superstar. And all of a sudden, the Heat turned the Celtics into an isolation team. And that works into the Heat favor because they have so many guys that could guard. So, you know, you got to give credit to the Heat, but you also got to look at the Celtics and say, well, maybe this is just who they are, an isolation-type team.
Kendrick Perkins from ESPN is with us. It was, you know, all over media last night that the Celtics were screaming at each other in the locker room, that it seemed to get a little unhinged there after the game. A, I would ask you, is that common? Because I would imagine that it probably is. But B, I would say to you, does that not bode well for the Celtics moving forward if they're having, you know, screaming matches after game two?
Well, I mean, it could go either way. You know, sometimes it's good. I've been in locker rooms after a loss with guys that, you know, in film session, and guys go at it and it get heated. You love to see it for the simple fact that guys care. You don't want guys after the game, after a loss like that, being up double figures and then getting outworked by those goons from Miami. You come in and you're smiling, being down 2-0. You expect things like that to happen where guys get heated and, you know, things happen in the big moment. So it could go either way. Either the Celtics could bounce back from it, or they could come out acting like someone's going to feel sorry for them. But this Celtic team is going to be feisty. You got to know that. They're not going to just go down without swinging. So Miami has to prepare for the Celtics to give them their best shot tomorrow.
And Perk, when the Miami got into their zone, the Celtics seemed like they didn't know what to do. It seemed like, you know, back in the day, your teams you played on, what would y'all have done if you saw a zone in the NBA? Because it seems like you shouldn't be able to run a zone at that level.
Well, the thing is that it was a zone that we never seen before. And that's the greatness of Coach Eric Spoelstra. I mean, he had his big guys kind of up front and the smaller guys on the back line. I didn't know if it was a 3-2 or 1-2-2. I didn't know what it was, and it threw everybody off. And in the spur of the moment, when you throw out different things like that, it's hard for guys to adjust on the fly, especially in-game. So, you know, that's why Eric Spoelstra is who he is. You know, that's called pulling a rabbit out the hat. And I'm pretty sure he got something else he's going to throw their way in game three.
Yeah, you've been highly complimentary of him every time that we've spoken with you. What is it about the Heat team that makes them so damn special? Because this doesn't seem like a typical, wow, team doing well in the playoffs and no one's paying attention. This seems like they've grabbed some of the nation's attention. I've got, you know, I grew up in Chicago. I've got friends of mine in Chicago that are saying, I'm adopting the Heat the rest of the way. They're fun. What is making them so special?
Well, the thing is that they don't have a lot of household names. They don't have a lot of superstars that you see on Gatorade commercials or you see on Hulu commercials, but they have some elite players. Jimmy Butler and Bam, both all-stars. Goran Dragic, he's been an underrated player in this game for a long time. And then you have guys like Jay Crowder, Tyler Hero, who is a rookie that seems like he's been in the moment before. And I think when you look up at the makeup of this team, they play together, they share the ball, they're happy for one another's success. They don't care who's the leading scorer that night. They pass up good shots to get great shots. On the defensive end, they bring that tenacity. And once you start to watch them, and once you start, you just could feel the camaraderie. You could feel that the grittiness. You could feel that goon that, you know, and it rubs off on the world. And all of a sudden, you like, man, this type of team, I could root for.
And, Perk, we hear about how special Jimmy is. But, like, you play with some stars, bro. You play with Hall of Famers, you know, multiple time, you know, all-stars. Just explain how special it is to have an all-star that doesn't need the ball in his hands, that'll take the game over defensively, that doesn't need, you know, 8-10 shots a quarter. He'll go out there and do whatever it takes. Talk about how special that is to have an all-star that doesn't need 20-30 shots.
Well, it's very special. I mean, he's just a winner. Forget being an all-star. Jimmy is a winner. And you know, it'd be times where I watch Jimmy, and it seemed like he don't be being aggressive offensively, like, you know, in the first half. And then all of a sudden, in the fourth quarter, he just turns it on to a whole nother gear. It's like he waits for that moment. It's like he has the ultimate trust in his teammates to get it going first, second, and third quarter. KG always used to say, in the fourth, I'll get y'all going in the first three quarters and the fourth quarter. This is the reason why we get paid the big bucks. And Jimmy showed that last night. You talking about, what, three steals, crucial steals in the last 4 minutes of the game? You know, he just wanted it more. You just look at it. Even game one, that crucial and one, when he drove to the paint and went through Jason Tatum's chest, he just wants that moment. And right now in the Eastern Conference, he's the best closer in the Eastern Conference.
Kendrick Perkins from ESPN. Are you getting heat from Celtics fans for being such a verbal Heat fan?
Well, the crazy thing is that I work for them part-time on the Boston Network. They know
I see it on Twitter. I see it.
Yeah, but my job, man, is to not be biased, you know? That's part of my job is being an analyst, and I got to call it like I see it. And to me, the Heat has the better team. They have the better coach. I would be biased if I was to pick the Celtics, but the Heat is playing inspiring basketball right now. And if anyone can't see that, they're just a hater. And if anyone from the Celtics family or fans from Boston, from that Northeast, feel some type of way of me, shame on them.
That's why we got to get Perk down here. We need like a week-long tour with Perk down here so Heat fans can give him the proper respect that he deserves. You said, though, I mean, Boston's not a bad team, and you said the Heat got to be prepared tomorrow night for Boston to throw everything at him. How do you see this series ending up?
I see this series going no more than six games. I just don't see the Celtics beating the Heat four out of five games. I just don't see it happening. And you know what's the crazy part about it? The Heat have yet to put a full 48 minutes of good basketball together. They beaten the Celtics both times by just playing great basketball in the second half. It's going to be scary to see when they put a whole game together because they do for that. So the Celtics definitely have their hands full. It's definitely going to be a game to watch. And I'm ready to see who won all the smoke tomorrow because the Celtics are going to come out. They're going to be more physical. They're going to, you know, their back's against the wall. There's no way that they could go down 3-0. If they do, you might as well pull the brooms out.
I mean, we're potentially looking at a Miami Heat versus LeBron James and the Lakers NBA Finals, which would be an unbelievable storyline, obviously. Are you still of the opinion that neither teams left in the East here could compete with the Lakers?
Well, I will say this. The way that LeBron James and Anthony Davis playing right now and the championship experience, see, this will be the first, if the Heat come out of the East, this will be the first real test that they have that they're matched up with veterans like themselves. And not only just veterans, championship pedigree that the Lakers have. They have the most championship experience in the league. And I would say the series will go seven games. I will get a slight edge to the to the Lakers, I believe. I just feel like LeBron is on a serious mission, but it will be a fun matchup to see, a very, very fun matchup to see. I guarantee you the ratings will be through the roof.
Yeah, I am dying to see that matchup, man. So are all Heat fans, and I guess NBA fans would be as well. Giannis won MVP today. Would that have been your choice over LeBron, I guess?
No, you know, Giannis is the most dominant player, but he's not the most valuable. You know, I don't understand the criteria for MVP anymore. You know, the goalpost moves every year when it comes down to that. So, you know, in my opinion, my MVP would have been LeBron James. But, you know, nowadays you get caught up in the PER, and Giannis did Will Chamberlain numbers and all this. But, you know, I can remember a time when Steve Nash won MVP, averaging 15 and 11. And Kobe took a team to the playoffs where he had Smush Parker, Kwame Brown, and I think he averaged about 35 points that season. And he was a clear-cut most valuable player, but they gave it to Steve Nash because they said, well, Steve Nash was the most valuable to the Phoenix Suns. So I don't know the criteria, but, you know, shout-out to Giannis first. I mean, the third player in NBA history other than Hakeem and Jordan to win Defensive Player of the Year and MVP. But if I had a vote, I would have voted for LeBron James.
And, Perk, I know they don't involve, or they're not supposed to involve the playoffs in the MVP race. Should they move the bar or move voting? Because, bro, you play this game to win championships. Shouldn't you take that into account when picking the most valuable player?
I mean, absolutely. I strongly believe, man, that, you know, it's just, like I said, I mean, I just don't know. I don't get it. Because right now, I tell you what, it's not a good look. Giannis getting crowned the MVP and he's sitting at home because he got put out in the first round, second round. That doesn't make sense to me. So, but, you know, at the end of the day, man, I feel like the best way to go about it is for, you know, us as media people to pick five finalists for each end of the season, each end of the season year awards, and let the players and coaches decide from there. But you can't pick a player from your own team. I think that would be the best, because asking around the league, a lot of people said that LeBron was the MVP. I'm talking about current players.
Yeah. Anybody else at ESPN come around now on your love for the Miami Heat and tell you publicly you were right, Perk, and they were wrong?
You know, they have too much pride for that.
Well, you were right and they were wrong. We know the truth, right?
Yeah, for sure.
We know the truth. There it is. Kendrick Perkins from ESPN. Well, hopefully we will be able to talk to you next week, and you will keep banging the drum for our Heat on ESPN, because we love watching it, and we love watching it on Twitter too. We love the messages after the game, so keep them coming.
All right, well, I appreciate it.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Talk about it!
Hawk and Crowder. Unfortunately, this is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
La vaca, the cow, survives the milking. I don't think an almond does. I think an almond, once you milk it, that's it.
And it's probably sad.
It gotta be sad.
Hawk and Crowder.
5 o'clock hour on Hockman and Crowder is the Funky Buddha Happy Hour. And it's always a little extra funky on a Friday, especially a football Friday. I enjoyed talking with Coach Katie Meyer there for 50 minutes of Heat. Today was a loaded potato, legitimate loaded potato. But obviously, we always have to end the week by taking a little road trip, and that would be to Viva Hawk Vegas, which is a chance for the show members to win some money, my actual money, or to get saddled with the punishment. Marlins are losing 2-0, by the way, in the bottom of the second to Washington. Solana, go ahead. Let's fire off Viva Hawk Vegas.
Viva Hawk Vegas. Viva Hawk Vegas. Viva, Viva
Hawk Vegas.
That's so bad. All right. Play the casino music, Solano. Jen Figueroa is checking in. Hello, Jennifer.
Hello, Hawkman.
We haven't heard from you all show. You've been running the board on 560, and we haven't heard from you all show.
I mean, I've been busy, but I'm glad to be here.
All right. Always fun to step foot into Viva Hawk Vegas. Alex Dono checking in. Hello, Dono.
I love the segment now that I actually won $100 last week, so I am super happy to be here.
Right. How about that? I mean, you've also had to post a picture of you in a bubble bath, though, but it was worth it for the $100 the following week, no?
I'm not sure which was better.
And Dan Day is...
There were people jumping in Dono's DMs. Hell.
Oh, they loved it. I mean, listen, I liked looking at it. Dan Day's not here, right, Solana?
Yeah, he just sent me a picture of himself peeing in the ocean, so definitely not here.
Dan Day is enjoying a beach day, which is good for me. It's $100 less exposure on my end, so I got no complaints. So here's how Viva Hawk Vegas works. Everyone steps into the Hawkman Casino, and I give three bets for the weekend. And Dono and Jen and Crowder and Solana, they have to pick no lines. There's no spreads. And if they go 3-0, as Dono and Crowder did last week, they get $100. I Venmoed it right to you. Right, Dono?
Promptly.
Crowder, I'll just take it off your gambling losses that I'm keeping track of. So.
I want my damn shirts from Honked Off Like a Goose, man. I told you that.
All right. I'll give you $100 credit at honkedofflikeagoose.com. We can do it that way as well. Jen Figueroa has yet to cash in or be punished. In fact, Dono is the only person that's been punished. He had to tweet out a picture of himself. Oh, you got punished as well. We just haven't done the punishment. But we're going to have a lunch, we decided, at Red Lobster. And Crowder is going to wear his Dolphins uniform. And
can I watch I've never been
there. Can I come? I've never
been
Red
there.
Lobster.
I've never been there. That's
really?
Why we're doing it there.
Can
yeah,
we all
that's
go?
Why we're doing it there. Yeah. You can go too, Jen.
Let's play it, guys. Yay. All
yeah.
of us.
Yes. Yeah. But Crowder's going to wear his Dolphins jersey and Dolphins helmet. That's his punishment. But now the punishments are standardized. I've come up with these standardized punishments with bathtubs being phase one. It's almost like the COVID thing. Bathtubs are phase one. Dono is already on to phase two, which is the shower picture. But so, so here's what happens. You go 3-0, and you get $100 of my money. You go 0-3, you get a punishment. And the punishment right now is a picture in a bubble bath. You got to cover your privates, but a picture in a bubble bath, you have to tweet it out with no context. And Dono, you went through this. If you go back on Dono's timeline a couple weeks ago, it was before an Inter-Miami game. He tweeted out a picture of himself drinking a glass of wine in a bubble bath, one nipple showing, a creepy smile on his face.
Creepy.
And he couldn't write, like, I lost a bet or anything. And there were so many, even Chris Whittingham, he didn't know that was a punishment from this show. And I was talking with Whittingham the other day, and I was explaining to him the Viva Hawk Vegas segment. And he's like, oh, my God, that's what Dono was doing? He was like, I was afraid to broach it with him when I saw him at the Inter-Miami game because I didn't know what to say, which is the exact reaction that I want. So you can't. So for this week, if you go 0-3, Solana, Crowder, J-Fig will have to tweet out a picture of themselves in the bathtub in a bubble bath. Dono, whose Don Draper phone is ringing right now, Dono, you're up to phase two, which is a shower picture.
So I'm Palm Beach County. I'm up to phase two.
Right, you're at phase two. You're healthier or sicker than the rest of the three, depending on how you look at it. But you will have to tweet out a picture of you in the shower. Again, no private parts, but yeah, and no context. It's just right. You taking it, and it can't just be you standing in the shower. The water has to be on. You have to be wet.
Fair enough. I can handle that.
All right. Yeah, I don't want just like you standing in a shower. Like you have to be showering. Okay.
I'm gonna
make it artsy.
Now.
Yeah, it's gotta be. Yeah, it's gotta be. There's gotta be suds on your shoulders. You know, you gotta be in the shower.
Still waiting on that shower cap.
Here we go. And you got to be wearing a shower cap by Jay Figg's suggestion, which I think is great. All right. So here we go. We will start with Crowder. The Hurricanes Louisville game tomorrow. Hurricanes or Louisville?
I'm going with the Canes. I think they can.
All right. Look at that. He's picking the Hurricanes. I like to see it. Hold on. I'm not typing this properly. And if I don't keep track of this, someone's going to try to rip me off. All right. And then total score for the Heat Celtics game tomorrow night. You know, you got to be within 10 either way, high or low. Total score, Heat Celtics.
215.
And finally, Dolphins Bills on Sunday.
Hate to do it, but I don't think the Dolphins are ready. I got Buffalo.
Oh, it hurts to say it, but it might be the case.
Soft.
Alex Dono, the only man who's been punished and cashed in. Hurricanes or Louisville Saturday night?
Give me my Canes.
Picking the Canes. Total score, Heat and Celtics Saturday night. Come within 10 either way.
211.
211. And finally, Dolphins-Bills on Sunday.
You know, I just realized that if it goes a certain way, Crowder and I might again split the winnings. So I'm going to go Bills.
Really? So you're going to stick with Crowder? You both might cash in again.
Yeah.
And it's not it's not splitting
again.
By the way, I'm paying it all out to everybody.
That's true. That's a good point.
Possible that you guys would take the bath picture together if you both lose 0-3.
I'm down.
I'm down. Donald's a looker.
Looker.
And I haven't had my back washed in a while, so we could just help.
I could help with that.
You got a loofah.
Jennifer Figueroa, got a loofah is an underrated line right there. That's a funny line. Yeah. Jennifer Figueroa, Hurricanes or Louisville on Saturday?
I'm going to go Canes.
Look at that. Everybody's on the Canes. Total score, Heat and Celtics tomorrow night?
226.
226. And finally, Dolphins Bills on Sunday.
I hate to say it, but I'm going to say Bills.
Look at this. My exposure could
be
heavy.
Could
be heavier. Yeah, she was down to the final game last week. Mm. All right, Solana. He likes to go against the grain sometimes, but we'll see. Canes or Louisville tomorrow?
I'm going Louisville 30-26.
All right, no score necessary. It doesn't matter. Total score, Heat and Celtics?
217.
He gets really like that. He takes that the final score thing as like a real sense of pride. You ever notice like he thinks about it. He gives you an explanation, and he is so far off compared to everybody else. Right? That's like that's your worst. Oh no! Last week, didn't you hit it right on the head?
Hit it on the money last week.
Last week he had 215. It landed on 215.
I'll let you talk smack though. Go ahead. Go ahead.
I retract it.
Yeah. Baby Spoelstra.
And finally, Dolphins Bills on Sunday.
I'll show some guts. I'm going with the Fins, baby. Fins up.
The only Fins fan with guts on this show.
Fins up.
Alejandro Solana, crank up the song for Solana, showing some guts.
Guts.
Everybody else with the Bills. How dare you?
I'm trying to win.
There you go.
I'm trying to celebrate.
This is very serious for Dono. He wants to win this money.
Put the Labatt Blues down. Have some faith in your Fins for once.
Wow. A Labatt's reference and a loofah reference in the same segment. I like it. All right, everybody. That is Viva Hawk Vegas. Play the Viva Hawk Vegas song on the way out, Solana. No, the song Viva Hawk Vegas.
Viva.
Yeah.
Hold on. You kind of threw me out. We haven't done that. And
yes, we did. Right, we did it last week.
Question.
Is that hard to come up with 217?
Viva Hot Vegas. Viva Hot Vegas.
So bad.
Viva Hot Vegas.
It really is terrible. Oh, my goodness. All right. What a show today. Kendrick Perkins from ESPN, Coach Katie Meyer, Miami Hurricanes women's head coach, Lee Sterling, professional sports handicapper. Jamie Eisenberg from CBS Sports, the guru, if you will, for fantasy football. What a fun show. All right, Dono, what do you got planned this weekend? You going to do a little Inter-Miami stuff?
Yeah, well, it's my birthday tomorrow.
It is?
Yeah, so I will be working at the Inter-Miami game during my birthday. Outside of that, man, just trying to stay out of trouble. You know how
it goes. Old are you going to be, Dono?
36.
Wow.
Boy, man. You look good, boy.
Looking good. We saw you in that bathtub, man. I'll tell you what, 36 is treating you right. Jen?
I would.
Jen, you got big plans for the weekend?
Might go on the boat again. Who knows?
She loves that boat. She's always on that boat. She lives on the water. All right. Follow Jen Figueroa on Instagram, JFigRadio.
She's always confused. I don't know.
Why?
Maybe the boat.
You
Maybe
never know with me. You never know.
She never, you're right. She
changed all the
never
time.
It's true. She never really does commit to anything.
That's very true.
In the moment.
Right? What are you having for dinner tonight, Jen? I don't know.
Might be fish. Might be chicken. I don't know.
Right. Yeah. Maybe meat. Maybe dairy. I don't know. It just she never really wants to commit to anything. All right.
I don't like limiting myself here.
If you missed any of the show today, go to the radio.com app and use the rewind feature, and you can catch up on whatever you may have missed. L'shana tova, good yontif to all our Jewish listeners. If you're celebrating a Rosh Hashanah dinner tonight like I am, and Solana, we learned earlier today, who is Jewish, Uruguayan Jew, is having the non-traditional Rosh Hashanah fondue dinner. Never heard of it. I went out and I told my wife during one of the commercial breaks, I go, guess what Solana's having for Rosh Hashanah? Fondue. So it's an interesting dinner, but good yontif, Solana.
I'll tweet a picture. I'll put on Instagram for everybody to see. It's going to be a delicious fondue to ring in the new year, Hawk.
Yeah, no, everybody loves fondue, and there's no dietary restrictions on Rosh Hashanah. It's just a New Year's dinner, but traditionally it's brisket and matzo ball soup and potato pancakes and challah, and I've just never heard of Rosh Hashanah fondue, but God bless you, man. You live your own life, man. I love it. So happy Rosh Hashanah to all the Solanas there. All right, that'll do it for us. Everybody have a great and safe weekend. Go Heat. Go Marlins, go Canes, go Dolphins, and we will speak with you el lunes.
Fondue tova?
What about you, Crowder? L'shana tova or shana tova or good yontif?
It depends on the day of the week.
Dust in the wind. All we are is dust in the wind.
You need to need, 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 need.
That's all, folks.
You need to need.
Oh, no!
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here!
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.